The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything that you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads, so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. I've been so pumped to take a couple of friends with our road bikes to some of the trails nearby, and now I can bring the entire crew, my dog, and all of our gear with that third row. Learn more about the new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On this episode of The Heat Check, it's a Tuesday! So you know what time it is. It's time for the Rookie Report. We're going to break down the best rookies around the league and let you know what's up. Let's get right into it, Anthony, and drop that motherfucking beat. It should be Rihanna. All right, you know what time it is. We're not talking about the snow day that's wiped out Monday's episode here in DC, along with my migraine. No, it's rookie time. This week, we're going to talk about a rookie we have not really discussed much because he's been in the G League, but a couple of injuries, and he's been balling. Cam Whitmore. You remember him. A lot of guys in the mock draft world had him as a top five pick. Some people thought that Houston was going to take him where they ended up taking Amen Thompson. He fell to 20 to Houston again. Whose pick was that? That was the LA Clippers pick. Are they still mad that Cam Whitmore went to Houston and not to them? Yes. Why did he fall? Some people say it was injury. Some people say it was attitude. A lot of rumors about the medical situation. The medicals. Seems like it's all bullshit. It's probably a situation where a guy falls. He's not on your draft board at that spot because you thought he was going to get drafted much earlier than he did. And then everybody else is like, what are we missing? We don't want to look like the idiots. We don't want to look like the guy who drafted Cam Whitmore and he ends up with a knee like Greg Oden's. You don't want that. No, you do not want that. Anyway, so he does land in a place where I think that they can use him. And it has taken Ime Udoka roughly a third of the year through the season to figure out when to use him, how to use him. And of course, those injuries are getting him into the rotation as well. Tari Eason and Dylan Brooks both got hurt. Anyway, 6'7 guard. Great athleticism, high IQ. Since he started seeing the floor around Christmas, he has been showing why he can be a star. He's averaging 12-4 with a steal a game in only 17 minutes of playing time over his last 10 games. He's shooting 52% and 40% from three. In his last game against the Boston Celtics, the favorite in the NBA, blah, 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 this team that can strap with all these long wings, 22-7 against the C's. Here's what I liked about Cam Whitmore. Very big, very strong, good at absorbing contact. Feels like he kind of likes taking contact too. Very good short shooting form. We all saw that at Villanova. His on-ball defense has also been good. If you watch him, he's a hunter. He's hunting gaps in the defense. He's seeking mismatches on the court. With the size, his athleticism, he is becoming a handful for smaller guards to stop. And of course, they love those big body guards in Villanova. We know that for even though Jalen Brunson's 6'1", he's a thick boy too. Cam is still a work in progress, as you know. Very raw, coming off of a hand injury. I think probably he needs to learn how to be more active on the offensive end when he doesn't have the ball. But I think what he has shown has been very promising. There was a reason he was the leader of Team USA's under-19 team that won a gold medal. To me, Cam Whitmore's ceiling at 6'7", he's got to probably grow a little bit more, Ant Edwards. And that is about as good of a compliment as I can get. A guy who likes contact, a guy who's strong, physical, has good shooting form, likes to slash, likes to defend. His playing time will probably diminish now that Dylan Brooks is back and Tari Eason is supposed to return soon. But if you're a Rockets fan, you're loving life, because the best part of having Cam Whitmore is that he's currently the youngest player in the NBA. That's all the time that we have for this episode of the Heat Check. Come back for tomorrow's episode and check out the feed for past episodes and mini episodes, which drop unexpectedly like snow from the sky. Do not forget to follow the Heat Check all season long. That means download, subscribe, tell your friends, all of them, even your neighbor walking his two dogs in 20 degree weather with his long sleeve t-shirt. Be like, yo, it's not Minnesota. Stop flexing on them. Did you know? Did you know Trista has a podcast, eh? And it is dope. It is such a dope podcast. And follow us on social at This Heat Check and at Trista Crick on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram. Anthony Davis, eh? We'll see you next time.